Previously on The Naughty Show.
Controversy. Bum, bum, bum.
One guy who's done every single one of the roasts is Buddy Fever. He's part of the staple. Been part of the Naughty Show forever, and he's come up, and I'm proud to say he's 0 for 4 on roasting. Buddy Fever swung and missed, struck out, and he kept the streak alive. But then there was
controversy.
Afterwards, the word on the street was that Buddy Fever had actually tried to actually do the roast this time, and according to him, and I'm air quoting like a mofo right now, he had wrote some roast jokes with our good friend Gabe Killian.
I believe spent hours. I think hours. The word hours.
That was the exact.
Thrown.
If we read the, we read back the court minutes. Hours.
Buddy Fever here to talk about the controversy.
And let's bring him in at the same time. And bring in Gabe Killian.
When we were out in Vegas last time, I was hooking up with this chick.
Were you in the bunny outfit?
Of course, I was in the bunny outfit. Thank you. And then Gabe, I turned to Gabe, and he goes, "Hey, when am I going to get my fucking dick sucked? Oh!" And I was like, that's fucking hysterical. You know what? You're going to be Armo Dice Clay. The Naughty Show roast would be a good vehicle for him to, you know, slide on in. So I said, "Gabe, would you help me out? Would you do this Armo Dice Clay character?" And he agreed to it.
And how long did you guys write for?
Millies.
4 to 5 hours.
Four to five hours.
Yes.
We met up. We hung out for like 3 hours. We spent the last hour writing jokes. I messaged him in the morning. I'm like, let's get together, spend all day writing more jokes and going over it. But he said he can't. And I'm like, shit, man, we don't have anything. There's one joke here that I like. And you want me to do a roast without any written jokes? I mean, if it was just another show, I'd go out and wing the character. But for a roast, I need jokes. He told me he had a whole bunch of shit prepared. But when we met up, he had nothing.
Can we see some of the character?
What's a roast without a fucking pig, huh? Oh, Tebow would look like Brad Pitt if instead of working out, Brad Pitt sucked dick and did coke. Oh. 2013 was not a good year for the Teeb. He fell off the wagon and onto my cock. Oh.
Your experience working with Buddy Fever, will you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
It didn't go all the way, so I'm going to say maybe a 1 and 1 quarter.
A 1 and a quarter.
I got offered drugs. I took them as usual.
Fun, crazy, weird first hour.
I feel a little strange about the first hour.
I do
hour,
feel right? strange about it. I felt like, you know, that was an interesting interview for me, for that first guy. And yeah. I really enjoyed it because it means a lot. I just found that I couldn't swing it to make it funny.
Well, that's why we're gonna save Smushy, and then it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes when I'm here at Playboy Radio, I think sometimes that we gotta be like sexy all the time.
Yeah, but I think the thing too is that it's look. I mean, fuck. That was what 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. That's 20 minutes on a depressing subject that we think is important. If somebody's like, fuck that, then they just have to wait 20 minutes. To find out that there's a controversy between Gabe and Buddy Fever over Armo Dice Clay, which I think is a very enjoyable little worm on the hook.
But you know what isn't crazy? You know what is fun?
Sam, talk to me. What is fun?
5-star reviews! Here's the next 5 that we got. Actually, there's 6.
Do you want me to read all these?
Go four all the way down. Here, let me see it. Yeah.
Well, we already did the intro sound effect.
Yeah, 4. Those 4, and then do the next.
Scrolling to the side.
Do the next.
On an iPad.
Yeah.
All right, Illuminati. 6. You guys take the time to give a 5-star review and leave a comment. We're going to take the time to read it, God damn it. 4 from Tracy Greenwood. Sounds like a little sex kitten, doesn't
you,
Sammy?
Yeah, I love when the chicks review.
All right, Tracy. I can't get enough of this show. Unpunctuated. Might want to hit that period or exclamation point every now and then, Tracy, but God damn it, we appreciate the hell out of it. Number 5, Simply the Best by Babarus93. Sam, Vicky, Gareth with 2 R's, and Dragonfly combined their incredible forces to produce a hilarious and entertaining podcast. Vicky doesn't get enough credit on this podcast. She's hilarious, and make sure this podcast gets to us on iTunes.
Thank you.
Gareth is obviously perfect to cover some Sam's flaws.
I take a beating.
Again, Simply the Best Podcast.
I take a beating.
Hey, come on. My name got spelled with two R's, bro.
Oh, we're both okay, so we're even.
Yeah, we're both having it tough there. Number six, pure comedy! Exclamation point from Sexual Gnome. That's right. There's a silent G at the top of Gnome. Great podcast. Keeps its topics fresh and new. LOL, you got to love Sam and his antics. You like that, Sam? Does that make you feel a little bit better?
Yeah. Okay.
Now and scroll then over.
Scroll this way.
This way. We've got more. Number seven, love it. From a loner, 88, seems like a Hawaiian. Absolutely love it. Makes my days in the office a hell of a lot better. Double thumbs up. Holy shit. Number eight, spread the love. Dot, dot, dot. I mean cheeks. Little God.
Yes.
From D. Mosfell. Man, what an awesome show. So funny. Sammy T brings it with the crazy buttholes. Vicky is like the mom of the room, but kind of mom that looks the other way when she catches you banging. And Mr. G&R, Gareth Reynolds, is by far one of the funniest guys ever.
Oh, my God. They love you.
The Dynamic Three are one hell of a podcast. I will recommend it until the day I die. Keep it up. Well, don't you go diet on us, T.
Yeah, we need all the love we can get.
And lastly, good times! Triple exclamation point by G. Motherfather. Sometimes I laugh so hard, my butthole winks.
Yeah! A
couple of emoticons there. And that is this week's five-star reviews! God bless you, Illuminati, like we say. Yes. Keep liking, keep commenting, keep the five-star reviews coming. Yes. Thanks so much.
And we have some more positive comments on...
Really?
Yes, on my text messaging.
Playboy text messaging.
I'm dying over here, guys. Great episode from Jason Tebow, listening now.
Oh, yes. Nice.
And he also, Teeb said, I loved Armo Dice Clay's movie, The Adventures of Ford Expedition Fairlane. Hashtag Glendale Plates.
Yeah. The Teeb.
Teeb.
The T, and you guys racked him a little bit, too.
I love Teeb.
Okay, so let's go back. If you guys listened to the last episode, bum, 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 our podcast, whatever you're listening to, you guys heard that these two guys, friends in Vegas, apparently what happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas because they're no longer friends. They're enemies. They're going at each other. Security just got called in. Word is, shit. RoboCop heard that there could be some murder. So basically, you two made a deal. Now, we go to the big board, round one and round two. It's even now. Bunny took first round because he was honest. But then the second round...
He was dishonest.
No, he was honest.
About the hours and the days.
He said you guys met, you guys wrote, you agreed to all that, that you guys wrote, you read some of the jokes you wrote.
Yeah. What do you mean? I was honest too. What do you mean?
But
I was more honest than him. He lied about it.
Vicky and I were under the impression that you were telling everybody you didn't write jokes, right?
Well, he didn't tell me that, but that's the impression I got from you.
Okay, so I gave her the impression, and you lost a point on that.
Well,
because you misunderstood.
sorry, you know, Gabe. Sometimes
keep that up.
I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here in the middle, like jerk.
Yeah. Well,
I hate it.
That's called every day of your life. Here we go. Round two. You read some of the rows. Did a great job. We gave you the point.
Respect.
Now we're going to round three. I'm going to let you each cross-examine the other, and then we're going to go to our final round, which is a roast off. So I'm going to allow you, since he started last one, you can cross-examine Bunny Fever.
I have no cross-examination. What do you mean?
Okay.
I'm good.
You're not going to ask him any questions on why he did this? Hold on before you start.
Well, I know.
You have three minutes of roasting.
I know what
of questions.
He bombed. He wanted a scapegoat, and he pointed the finger at me. Nothing else makes sense.
So you have no questions for him?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to start over.
You got questions?
Here we go. So you rest, Gabe. You rest.
You rest?
Unless you ask questions for me.
No, but you rest the kid. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to let you go first. What are your questions, Bunny Fever, for Gabe? Get up. You got to answer them.
Who said what? Or even don't even say who.
It's just already the best.
What individual? No, don't even name him. But what? Who the fuck gave you your information, son? Because that was some bullshit. I never gave you as a scapegoat. I can take responsibility
for my shit. Okay, you're making a statement. Ask him a question.
Ask him a question. Who told you I used you as a scapegoat?
The fact that...
Who?
The fact that...
Did it?
After you
bombed... Hold on, let him answer.
You're badgering the game.
The facts say you used me as a scapegoat because everything...
The fiction says I used you as a scapegoat.
Hey, dude.
How else do you explain it, man? It was cool. You bombed. After that, you weren't cool with me anymore. you could have talked shit to me anytime before you went on stage, but everything was cool before you went on stage. You got off stage. After that, you're like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. No, man. fuck?
I wasn't there for that part. Yeah. I got a lot of hate-filled text messages from you.
What were some of the texts? Yeah. Do you have them?
Are they, I wish I still had them. No, my phone reset.
I call into the Punch Drunk Show. You're like, hey, Skippy said you bailed on him after the roast, which is not the case. The fact is, we were not prepared. I was not willing to go through with it.
You bailed. Like a bitch.
Yeah, I bailed on something that...
Like a bitch.
I bailed on nothing. If we had shit prepared, you want me to do?
You have a minute and a half of cross-examination. Keep going.
What are you talking about? We had shit prepared right here, dude. We got a recipe book
when we met up,
right here.
When we met, I was under the impression that he already had jokes written. but he didn't. We started fresh, and by the end of the day...
I wanted to work together
with you. Wait, if you guys ever get together to work on anything again, will you videotape it? Will you record it?
Please? That's never going to happen, so please don't even plan it on that YouTube video.
Never say never, bro.
No, never. Believe me, this is the death of Armo Dice Clay.
No.
I already trademarked the name. You're never getting it from me.
Okay. So you have no more questions.
Huh?
Do you have any more questions for him?
Yeah.
Every time I get I ask him a question.
Ask him another question. I think that's the best thing I've ever heard, so ask him another question, please.
If we didn't have any material, how can you explain what's in this book right here?
Yes, great question.
I didn't say we didn't have any material. We had a few pages of shit we wrote that, out of everything, I honestly found one joke funny. But yeah, there was a few of them that I would have gone up to do. But when it's all said and done, we would have gone on stage and I would have said something, said one joke to Teep and one joke to Amy and one joke to someone else for like 30 seconds, and then I would have been fucking done. While other people went up, said some shit for five minutes, and I'm going up doing like 20 seconds of material. I was going to bomb with you. You just didn't want to bomb alone. That's the fact.
Now, how do you handle that accusation, Buddy Fever? He's saying the whole reason you wanted him up there was not to showcase the skills of Armo Dice Clay, but to just have a co-pilot in the SS
and
We're
kamikaze,
All Gonna Die.
And the kamikaze bombing, yeah.
See, this is what happens in the delusional mind of this little man right here. Flat out, lies. I cannot handle this accusation. All right, I'm going to ask him another question.
I got the text messages that prove everything.
Let's hear it. Bring them out.
While he's asking his next question, get your phone prepared.
Get your text out.
All right, go for it, buddy.
After we were done writing these so-called jokes for this supposed Santa roast of the Naughty Show.
Yeah, we came up with
it. After we wrote these jokes.
Yes.
Did we or did we not? Email correspondence discussing the jokes in detail and how to present them in the absence of one another. Did I answer the question?
The night we met, I took the shit down. I put it in email format, how we would take turns doing it. But it was like a few lines, like less than a minute of
So material. You agreed to do some of the jokes?
Yeah, but I wanted to meet again, write more shit,
and then
go over the whole thing.
You wanted to do that on stage. You wanted to be very prepared.
Yeah, but and at this point, we only had less than a minute of material.
Okay.
Which you don't feel is enough for a roast.
That was the first time I was ever going to do a character.
And I was going
to do it at a roast.
Okay.
I didn't want to bomb.
Get out your get out the text.
Get those delicious text messages out.
Get those texts
out.
Should we have him read them? I think you should read them.
I think I should read them.
I think you should give them to him to read because that's not fair.
I'm impartial. I'll do it right over your shoulder if you need me to.
You skip this part, I'll read my part.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, I like that.
Here, okay. Meet me a little closer.
All right.
Okay, who are you?
This is me, that's Skippy. I message him in the morning, I say, let's hook up it.
Sorry, it's amazing.
I message him. I say, let's hook up ASAP and go over it.
Can't. Work till 7, then rushing to comedy hall.
Oh, interesting.
Be there around 7:30, I hope.
We're too unprepared and don't have enough material.
Don't worry. It's just short subject matter. We're not doing a half hour, yo. It's just fun, yo.
Never done a character before and don't want to just wing it, man. I only have a couple of lines of material. This is a recipe for disaster. LOL, too half-assed.
You've got to be kidding me.
Don't want Armo Dice Clay to bomb first time out.
Why not? Come in and have fun, yo. Just go with it. It's just a podcast, no big whoop. It'll lead to bigger and better shit, yo. Believe me.
Look at this tear.
Garrett's crying.
It's like seeing the reality of it.
It would if we were prepared, LOL. I only have 1 minute of material, if that. I'll try to figure out a way to make it work.
That's all I need you for. It's not a Comedy Central special. It's just a bunch of people making fun of each other. Just come in and have fun, yo.
Self-explanatory.
I'm not prepared for this, man. I got to bail out.
Oh, hold on, hold on. When did you write that?
4:10 p.m.
Is that
snap. Oh, snap.
You did not, Gabe, you did say that you bailed at 11 a.m., right?
No, it was 4:10, man. It was 4:10.
Hold on.
Yeah, but when the conversation first started, I was telling him it was leading that.
Yeah, you're leading the jumping ship.
I didn't tell him anything that was a surprise.
You got a lot of pushback. Let's keep going because I think this is pretty great.
Yeah. I'm not prepared for this, man. I got to bail out. But I'll come down and maybe I'll get drunk enough to go through it. But if not, you can just do all the jokes yourself. Just take out the my dick parts.
Just do it, you bumbag.
I need more jokes. I only have one real joke, and that's towards Amy. I'll come up as myself and do a few jokes if we can come up with some. But I don't want to premiere Armo Dice Clay half-assed. I want to be prepared with funny shit the first time I do that character.
Just do it for shits and giggles, yo. Don't give a fuck.
All right. Well, all right,
I think that's pretty good.
Okay. So it's
holy
time to go.
Shit.
We have to rate round three.
Well, wonder who's going to get that one.
I'll tell you. There's some controversial stuff in there, Sam. First of all,
break
Gabe,
it down,
Gabe,
Garrett.
It's hard to read through Gabe's phone because there are a lot of spider cracks in there. But I will say that seeing it texted back and forth almost made me piss my jeans. Because there's something about Gabe being like, yo, I don't want to do this. And Skippy just being like, peace and love, man. Peace and love.
What else do I got, baby?
Dude, killing me. I mean,
so.
But there's some interesting stuff in there.
Okay,
we heard it.
Break it down. What does that text message tell you, Gareth Reynolds?
Then
this. We'll go to Vicky.
The thing that to me was the most revealing in that text conversation was, yes, Gabe was leading Bunny Fever down the path of, hey, I'm probably out on this because this is going to be a shit show. But he didn't give official word until about 4:10. But even after that, what threw me for the loop was the maybe I'll get up and do it, which does maybe give Bunny a little sliver of hope. I don't know if you... Wait, come to the microphone.
Hold on, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I started thinking that I could maybe drop the character and help him out as myself.
Drop Armo Dice Clay.
And help him out as myself if I could come up with enough jokes in time.
Right.
Which I was not able to do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, time to give the round. I think it's pretty clear cut.
Thank you.
Who took the round?
Appreciate it, Sammy T.
What? I was gonna give it to Bunny.
Sam, I'm literally.
That's a bad judge's decision. I call it robbery.
I'm gonna start crying again. If we're not careful, I'm gonna start to weep again.
Shut up, Gabe. I'm not only going Bunny one, but I'm going Bunny one 10-8. Like there's a knockout. There's
booyah
a knockout
in your face, bitch.
I have to give the round and the match to Bunny.
No, it's not over.
Well, the round.
Yeah,
Bunny.
The round.
If you're asking someone to help you out with shit and you're given the idea that you're writing shit to the person you want help from is going to read the shit you've written and help you out with it, you got to have shit prepared, man.
It was you that was going to perform.
It was me that was helping him out. I was under the impression that he's writing the material for it.
You were going to say the material.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand about this. Like, it wasn't jokes for him to perform.
So
it was jokes for you to perform.
Yeah, so when you guys do the Naughty Show and people have characters come as guests, Sam doesn't write the material for, let's say, Carlos Herrera to say on stage, or Carlos writes his own joke?
No. Yeah, everybody writes their own stuff. We don't write the porn letters to people. What?
Hold on. You don't think that we write our own jokes?
For characters,
No, he thinks that the porn star fan mail, we write that, but we don't. The
I don't know what the porn star fan mail is.
Then what are you referencing? Hey, why are you yelling at me?
I want the truth.
Watch the Armo rage, bro. Watch your Armo rage. I mean,
no, if you think that we, as the show, write for what the people perform, we don't.
What as the show?
What you're bringing up. You're saying Sam writes the jokes for people,
hypothetically,
and he does
it. Hypothetically, if Sam is asking Carlos Herrera to come as Dracula from Mexico.
Okay, Mexican Dracula, which is a great character. Sam, someone write that down.
A Vaminospire.
Sam probably has already an idea for what's funny for that character, and he's probably... has some things written out, right? He's like, yo, Carlos.
He is a calculator.
No, nothing's ever written out.
Yeah, well,
okay. Is a point to that where I go, hey, I like this, I like this, I like this, but I ask people to come up with
Skippy
their own.
Skippy told me, I have a bunch of great ideas, yo. I can't wait till we meet.
And you felt like he had those ideas.
Yeah, we met. He had nothing. We started from scratch.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still staying there. I'm still going 10-8. Are you going 10-8? I thought that was a devastating
I'll go
round.
I'll fucking 10-5.
Whoa. No, we're going to go 10-8.
Oh, shit.
We're going 10-8.
Thanks, Vicky.
No, I don't want to bury him. So I don't know what's about to happen.
What happened. He asked me for help. I volunteered to help. But my helping became...
You lost the round.
Me giving all the work.
Gabe. Yeah, that's where I live.
Cut the eye, Vic.
Gabe, you lost that round.
That's okay, though.
Luckily, the round that's worth the most... is the final round.
It's kind of like Family Feud. Right now, the point values are tripled.
Yes. Each one of these rounds, we're around each. 1 point. Whereas Ring Girl...
Ring Girl Sarah.
My God. Controversy on the Twitter sphere, too.
Uh-oh, what happened?
People are saying that Gabe is a pussy. That's-
what?
That's true.
What? Oh, my God.
Hold on. Gabe is getting very sensitive right now. Gabe, what's wrong? Okay. Gabe.
Nothing's wrong.
The final round, which I think you have a chance to go really good with, is the roast round.
I just don't get how I lose a round when a guy asks me for help and doesn't contribute, and I back out of it because he puts no effort into it.
Because the controversy was whether you guys had wrote and whether you had bailed out.
Yeah, we wrote, but we didn't write enough.
No, what I'm saying is, I totally understand your position because I'm normally in your position. I'm always in your position.
I don't know what that
means. Somebody being like, help me, and then I do everything. But what I'm saying is by backing out, it didn't hurt him because he still showed up. You know what I'm saying? It hurt you. And if I was I would have just did it.
I never signed up for it.
Showing up's half the game, dog.
I know. I feel like you got railroaded, but... You could have just did it without him, or with him, or whatever.
Okay,
said a couple of O's and then bombed and then got enough. But yeah, I didn't want him.
Okay, so do we revisit this? And is it still 10-8 round?
Who
do you think?
Who called me a pussy?
Okay.
Oh crap! Somebody's gonna get a Twitter stalker tonight.
All right. Oh, so here's what's going on. We're doing the final round. Thumbs. Any more questions, Vicky?
No. I want to hear what happens, because this really is going to determine everything for me.
So no more questions. Gareth, any questions?
I'm happy. I'm ready to weep some more. It's an exciting day.
Does the Twitter say anything? Anything interesting
on
Twitter?
But I don't want to be swayed by the outside world, Sam. I want to be separated and staying at the Hilton while OJ's out, and I don't know about that he murdered people.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do... Final round. It's a 3-point round. Okay? You're winning 2-1, Bunny. You're winning 2-1. This is a 3-point round.
I think we can say I will accept that from the outside world.
Oh, somebody just put out Team Bunny Fever. Gabe, don't worry about it.
Hashtag Team Bunny Fever.
Gabe, this is where I think your strong suit comes in. We're going to have a roast off.
He's Armenian. It's not a strong suit. It's a strong jumpsuit.
Hey! Okay, here we go. I'm just going to do this for you. I'm going to make Bunny Fever go first. Can you stand up and take it? Okay, all right.
I
feel like you've already thrown in your towel.
No?
I
want to be well-rested, but when I go.
He's sitting in his corner.
Grab your microphone at least. Can you grab your mic at least? And don't talk over unless... Okay, here we go. All right, here we begin. Final round. How many minutes should they get, Vicky?
I guess as much as whatever they wrote, you know?
Okay. Just rifle through it?
Okay.
Like two no, no I want to see it. Like, no, bring this
It
out.
Should be 3 minutes, like 5 minutes. Minutes. What do you think, each?
I think three should be enough.
3 minutes.
Yeah. I have like 2 minutes worth of stuff, something like that.
Okay, okay, so perfect. We're going to give
so
you 3 minutes.
8 times the amount that you claim to have come up with Bunny Fever.
So here's what's going to happen. 3 minutes, Bunny. Are you ready?
I'm
Final
so ready.
Roast round. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, this little bitch, he putting the mean in Armenian over here. The one man Armenian genocide. Let's make this fucking turn this chickpea into some hummus. What do you say, motherfuckers? That's right. Coming out swinging, bitch. Armo Dice Clay to Coward Dice Clay. That's right. It's amazing how quick that happened. He's like a Halloween skeleton. You know his paper skeleton? You see a Halloween everything? Look at that little fucking nerd. Except his skeleton has more guts, you little bitch.
Oh, my God.
He's Rosa.
He looks like Skeletor from She-Man and the Bastards of the Puniverse. What, are you living in Castle Gayskull over there, fag? His name's Gabe. Gabe. Sounds like if Mushmouth from the Cosby Kids was coming out of the closet and wanted to tell Fat Albert, hey, Fab Albert, I'm B. Gabe. You also know it's also the first syllable in gay bastard. If you ever watch him, you ever been around for a while, Gabe likes to punch the air a lot. He likes to spar with the air because he knows it's the only thing that won't fight back.
Well, wow, right then.
This fucker couldn't even fight a cold. Fuck him, dude. I heard he's been on Hollywood. I heard he's been making money on Hollywood Boulevard as one of those characters you take your photo with. I mean, if you want to take your picture with Mr. Burns, as you know.
Smithers.
Well written.
Thank you, thank you. He acts like a tough guy, but he ain't no. He's more chicken than Zanku.
That was a good one too.
Thank
Local
you.
Reference.
Thank you. A lot of people don't know that Gabe was actually crossbred with a Chihuahua. That's why he's skinny, hairless, and odd-looking. Who shakes a lot and pisses himself when frightened.
Oh, God. Coming out.
Dude, does it sound like I needed his help? Does it really sound like that? Okay, I'm going to keep going. Okay.
Oh, my God.
He's the only
Fifth
Armenian.
Times the charm, I guess.
He's the only Armenian who doesn't say my friend. You're not my friend. Not my friend.
1 minute.
Yep. MMA, I guess that stands for Mighty Mouthy Armenian. He wants to be in MMA. He's in the chicken division. He'll be fighting a rooster in an abandoned loading dock in Tijuana. He's a cockfighter, but he hasn't been fighting many cocks since he recently came out of the closet. Had to throw a Gabe joke in there. But he lives in Little Armenia because he's a little Armenian. I heard he's cage fighting recently. He's been cage fighting kittens. I recently got jumped into a kitten gang, but got kicked out for being a pussy.
How much time left, Sammy?
23 seconds.
Shit. Gabe recently got a job at the zoo. He's a rectal thermometer for elephants.
It was strong starting.
All right. All right. Recently, he got rejected by a blind prostitute who was holding a sign that said, "We'll reserve the right to forget it. I'm not even going to do it."
5, 4.
What's the difference between Gabe and a brick?
3.
The brick at least has a chance of getting laid by a Mexican. Put your rush down.
Oh, that was a good end.
Oh,
right before
end.
The clock.
Holy shit.
Wow. Gets it off just in time.
Wow.
Tomahawk slam. And still get fly with the mic in my hand.
Well, Buddy Fever showing the hubris we've all been searching for years.
Right. 0 for 4, 1 for 5, everybody.
That's important.
Well done. Wow. Sit down. Gabe, I believe in you. I still think you're going to win this thing. Are you ready, Gabe?
Yeah, sure.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
3 minutes.
3 minutes, Gabe. The clock starts
now. I'm turning 27 years old in a couple weeks. The same age as Skippy Simon's jokes.
Oh!
Skippy is the only 46-year-old I've ever hung out with who made me feel like the older brother.
Oh, well written.
Everybody thinks Skippy Simon is a comedian until they see him on stage. Huh? Skippy Simon is the worst comedian I've ever seen on stage, and that's including Bunny Fever.
Well written!
That's a good one.
Skippy takes 3 minutes to tell a 12-second joke. The setups to his jokes are so long, you can go take a piss and make it back in time for the punchline. Most comics go on stage and get their jokes laughed at. Skippy Simon goes on stage and gets laughed at.
That's a good one.
The funniest thing Skippy Simon ever wrote was his application to the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Oh my God!
Well written.
See, it's the presentation.
I don't know whose dick this guy had to suck to get past at the Comedy Store.
Mitzi's.
Really, I don't. I've asked around, but no one wants to fess up. You take one look at him, and you already know he's given up on life. But for some reason, he still latches on to the idea of a comedy career. The only bridge in Hollywood Skippy hasn't burned is with the Naughty Show. And that's only because Sam, like anybody else, needs a furry, loyal bitch. Oh! In fact, when Sam got a dog, Skippy felt his spot on the show was in jeopardy.
Well written! Insider!
Skippy Simon takes his work very seriously. He's got passing out dildos down to his science.
I gotta be honest with you, Gabe's got jokes on jokes.
The only time Skippy Simon ever gets laid are when he's wearing his bunny suit and when he's fucking his bunny suit. Skippy will stalk a woman until she gets a restraining order against him, at which point he leaves her alone but starts referring to her as his ex.
These are just like...
Skippy has recently lost a bunch of weight, all thanks to salads, hiking, and cocaine. Jonathan Brandis was at a Skippy Simon show the night he killed himself.
Oh my God! A Jonathan Brandis hit!
Coincidence? You decide. Skippy was recently kicked out of a cover band called Black Fag, which means other middle-aged losers don't even want to hang out with him.
30 seconds.
That explains why his best friend is C-Hang, an Asian guy who looks disturbingly like a young Rosie O'Donnell. Seriously, though, how does a 46-year-old man get kicked out of a band? That shit happens when you're 16, man, not 46.
Who's 46?
I could keep going, but I promised my friend Josh Meyerowitz I would go easy on you. You see, he's also autistic.
Oh!
Wait, you weren't going easy on me?
I love a Meyerowitz mention.
All right, it's time to vote. I think it's an interesting thing.
This is really hard.
Oh, God, so difficult.
This is hard. Vicky, would you like to go first?
No.
Okay.
I can lead.
Gareth.
I will say this.
I don't envy you.
Nobody does, Sam.
Nobody does.
I will say this. I thought both of you guys showed great direction with the jokes that you guys presented tonight in this roast that we put on. I thought both of you did a great job. Gabe, I thought that was very good. Skippy, it's nice to see you come out of the slump. I'm going to have to call that kind of a wash to me. Seems like there was good presentation, well written. So we're somewhere in the middle there. So I'm going to have to go back to what was sort of leading me the whole time, which sort of leads back to some of these text messages, which I will say, Gabe, I don't believe you left Skippy high and dry, but I do believe that that was the reason why Skippy struggled that evening at the roast. Therefore, as much as I love you, I have to find in favor of Skippy Bunny Fever.
So you're giving him the final round.
Yeah. I'm giving him the final round.
I want to say the roast was his spot. He should have been on top of things. He should have made sure we were prepared, but he didn't.
Okay.
You do have a point. You do have a point with that, you know?
What do you think,
Well,
Vicky?
It's like, you know, his picture's on the poster.
Don't be afraid. You know what I mean? That's true. Don't be afraid to decide.
And let me say this. Well, it's more, is it really about the overall? Or is it about how they roasted each other?
Well, this is what's crazy. Like, that was really good. And that would have been really great then, too. Even though now you can hear it.
Yeah, very clear now.
So it might have worked out. I mean, those were really funny. Gabe got really mean, felt like.
Gabe went real.
Yeah. Like, obviously some of this is true.
I call him 46 now. Wow.
But...
That was a guess.
Who had better roast jokes? I think Skippy got better reaction because he has better delivery.
And I want to point out this is my first time ever actually roasting anyone.
Well, it could have been your second, Gabe.
It could have been. Yeah, that doesn't really help your
cause. Hey, it was my first time too.
That's
kind of
true.
Vicky, who do you give the round to? Final answer.
Appreciate it, sweetheart. Thank you.
Grease
in the palm. Your telepathy.
Now, let me just say that the you Armenian. Fit into what Vicky likes, small feminine men.
Respect.
Respect.
What? You like small feminine men.
Yeah.
This must be a
really
tough decision for you.
Jokes.
But you also like rabbits.
I do. I don't know. It was really hard. I thought both of the jokes were good. Overall, I have to lean Skippy.
Oh.
For the whole thing.
Can we please call me Bunny Fever while I'm here?
Yes. Bunny Fever. But it's like, but for the roast, I mean, that was neck and neck to me. Honestly, no, you were both
well,
great.
We have to go by the round. Who do you give the round to? You got to give it to somebody.
I started strong. I ended strong.
No, well, you ended with yeah.
I really like the
Gabe already thanked
brick.
You.
I had a Jonathan Brandis reference.
Yes,
Gabe did have.
That's right.
Gabe did bring out Jonathan Brandis, which the randomness of that is just terrific.
And he brought up Meyerowitz, which I like, but the audience won't get.
He said that exactly. Bunny Fever was responsible for the suicide of Jonathan
Brandis.
I mean,
that's a pretty great one. That's a pretty great one. You're right.
Holy
so
shit.
Are you going to – who are you giving the final round to? You gave overall to Skippy, but who are you giving the final round to?
I would give – if I have to just go on the final round
– just give it to me.
I would maybe – I would – fuck. I would say – I would stick with Bunny Fever.
Okay. Thank you.
So that's 1 point.
Not
final
an easy
round.
Decision.
I'll do the same.
Okay. At this point, it doesn't matter my vote. I'm going to go with Gabe for the final round. But at this point.
Most important vote, baby. Thank you.
Thank you. But overall, the winner of the controversy was the one and only final lightning round was Bunny Fever.
By split decision. I'm calling it a robbery.
But there's no losers here tonight.
The judges were paid off.
Don't call it a comeback. Yeah. I've been here for years and all that shit.
Okay.
You know. Oh, sorry. Hey.
Act like you've been in the winner's circle before, buddy.
All right, buddy. Act like you've been there. Wow. Controversy took a hold.
Shit. I'm like,
Gabe's looking down, shaking his head. Gabe, that was great.
Gabe, that was great.
Hey, Gabe, don't worry. You get free coffee out in the lobby, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right,
and just
guys.
Remember, if you don't try, you've already failed.
Respect, baby. Respect, dude. Thanks for coming, guys. We
Thank
appreciate
you guys.
It. We'll see you.
Let's get drunk we'll in Vegas. Hard Rock,
roast.
Baby.
We'll see you at the Hard
next
Rock, guys.
Roast.
Bring
weed.
All right. Well, that is what it is.
Maybe
that
Simon
is.
And Garfunkel.
I think we should establish right now that Gabe is on the roast next year. So he has a whole year.
You yeah. have a year to
you
write roast
unfettered.
Jokes.
You don't have to rely on Bunny Fever. No offense.
You can get like a legal pad and write jokes on.
Yeah.
It, like
you lost the battle, but you might win the war. Respect.
There you
dude.
Go.
Get out of my studio.
Oh, hell no. Plug anything? What?
Yeah, okay, plug. What do you want to plug?
But visit me on Twitter at Gabriel Killian and my website, www.hotmail.com. Thank you.
All right, nice. And Bunny Fear, got anything to push?
We are playing at the Hard Rock Casino this Thursday, January 16th. Hard Rock Casino Club Vinyl. Be there. AVN, baby. AVN. Don't forget, I'm going to come out with some Bunny Fever merchandise. So if you guys want to pick some up, only $5 for Bunny Fever glasses and some Bunny Fever hats. All right, let's do this. Yeah.
All right, bye. Love you. Thanks
bye.
For doing it. Yay, Bunny Fever. He will be in Vegas. Well, that was fun. How long was that? That was like...
That was good.
That was an hour of controversy.
That was an hour of controversy.
According to my text, Jason Tebow says, I'm dying, my face hurts.
Yeah.
Dude, that could be...
and Pete C is the one that asked if anyone mentioned Gabe's a pussy. Thanks for listening, guys. We love you both. You were both fucking great.
Yeah.
So, the 24-hour podcast, not picking up. That's strange. Do they know it's us? She gave me a new number. They have the new number. I hope I didn't write it down wrong. We are live. Yeah, we know.
We are live.
No, I don't know.
I was listening to you.
Well, we just went through quite an experience. We just had quite a short
That was
experience.
Some weird moments there. One thing I want to talk about that we're very excited about until we get them on the phone. Proud to announce that Playboy Radio is doing their first inaugural Playboy Radio Awards.
How awesome is that?
Yay.
Yes. We get to come up with what the awards might be. We could come up with them. Categories, fun, funny, compelling. When we do our show, we could talk about it. We should come up with awards that we probably have the best chance of winning.
Agreed, Sammy. That's how Madoff laughed all the way to the bank with no repercussions, a little planning.
Yes. Okay, Charlie, you have your hand up. What is it, real quick?
Hairiest co-host.
That's very rude of Gabe to make fun of Gareth real quick. I'm sorry about that,
dude. It's okay.
That's very... Okay, you next. Speaking of Harry.
Brightest butthole.
Okay. I think that is actually a good category.
It's
I don't
not
know if Playboy
category.
Will go with that. Who has the best butthole in the
not
show?
Not a good category.
Who has the best...
Who's the best butthole on this show? Vicky. I'll answer it right now.
I hope so.
Well, yeah. Out of us three?
I hope so.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I would die to know that Sam's is better.
Oh, man. That would be tough.
Who has a cleaner butthole?
Not who has the best
better.
Butthole? Cleaner, best whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
I would say you
it.
Have the cleanest.
I would hope.
Does that mean? You think yours, it's like if we could put it through like a spit shine montage of like a bunch of orphans washing it at the end of the day, you could parade around with a better b-hole than Vicky?
No, I think Vicky probably has the best butthole.
Okay.
Of the host.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Of the host.
Take offense of that.
Everybody, chill out. Everyone's got nice buttholes.
Everybody,
Jesus Christ.
It's like we're walking on
eggshells.
Everybody's
freaking crying.
About buttholes.
Maybe we should go hottest guest. What
are
some categories that would be fun?
I was thinking
biggest tits.
Before this, I was thinking like best on air feud, but I was thinking Gareth and Winslow. But
the Winslow never happened.
You got to go with this one because this one made my face dehydrated.
It was heated.
It was heated. Do you think Gabe's walking back to Glendale right now? He's just upset that
Dude,
he lost?
Do you think he's really upset?
Oh, yeah. I think he's mad. I mean, like, everyone heard him, and, you know, I think he did great. No, he's back.
All
he's
right,
not crying. Okay, he's okay.
Oh, he's
we were very nervous about that.
I think if you give him the idea that next year he's got to, you know, he's roasting next year, that's good. Boy, that'll be fucking great. We have a feud.
We do.
Good feud.
I don't want to make the decision for them, but man, it sure would be great if they paired up for that roast next year too, wouldn't it?
Vicky. Yes, obviously it'd be great if they work together.
Am I on dangerous ground?
Oh my god.
Just considering it.
What's going on? It's like the newsroom. Oh.
So we have a lot of stuff. We were supposed to have a reverend who hates us call in, but yeah. We were supposed to have a reverend call in who supposedly listens to our show, hates us. I wonder if he can call in now. That'd be fun. I'd like to have that happen. I can't wait to go to Vegas. I cannot wait. I can't believe everybody on the show isn't going to Vegas.
I know, yeah.
I don't know why you guys aren't there, dude. It's going to be chaos.
It'll be
crazy. Do you
know
how many people show their vaginas at
now,
the last show?
You don't have any interest in drinking at all when you're there and you're in that
dude,
situation.
I am clean and sober.
I understand that. I'm asking about the urine.
I have no desire at all to drink or do drugs. It leads to bad stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm not like a lot of people, man. I just can't have a couple beers.
I've always said you're an Armenian snowflake.
Yeah, I really am.
You're one of a kind.
I just always go crazy.
Yeah.
I just want to go nuts.
I want to see it, but I'm glad you're
No,
glad
you
you're
don't.
Healthy.
You don't want to see that.
I'm glad you're healthy.
Thank you.
I love Thank you. You. I'm glad you found Jesus.
I do. I'm glad I'm too. I'm very happy about that.
What was he wearing when you found him?
Who?
Jesus.
Jesus? Oh, he was wearing some suspenders, a Mexican cowboy hat.
Did you give him an Illuminati shirt?
Yes.
All right, good.
I did. I did very much so. All right. So who do we have online?
Online, we are about to tap into the 24-hour podcast that is currently going on to raise funds for Yuck Nasty, friend of show, and his son Isaac, the Inspired Disorder Collective.
Hey, hello. Welcome to the Naughty Show.
Sound like Clownvis.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Naughty Show.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. So how is the first of all, let's, in case nobody knows, it's a 24-hour podcast to help our good friend Yuck Nasty, who just went through a really hard thing with his house burning down. He lost everything, and you guys are doing a 24-hour podcast to help out. How's it going so far?
Man, it's going great. We had a lot of guests come on, a lot of people supporting. We've been auctioning off underwear.
Oh, yeah.
I made Dogger Baby sniff cheese whiz out of the can.
Yeah, but that's for a good cause. That's cheddar, and that's.
I saw that happen. Yeah.
Was it fun?
No, he legit snorted cheese whiz out of the can
into his nose.
Into it like cocaine. We call it whizzing.
Now what kind of high does cheese whiz give you?
Well, I got to tell you, it's nothing that you're usually used to. I mean, especially if you've had your. You know, if you've tried a few things, I mean, I tried acid and coke and all that stuff, but I got to tell you, this cheese whizzing is the way to go. And the kids these days, they got it right here in Wisconsin. We cheese whiz. like there's no tomorrow.
Well, it's like the kids keep saying the Whiz is where it is.
The kids
keep saying that.
Do you know someone has tried to snort Cheese Whiz?
Yeah,
to,
he's on the
as
line.
A drug. As a drug.
He's on the phone.
No, this is for a good cause. I wouldn't just do it for any stupid reason, you know. I mean, I don't do it on Thursday nights after I'm done with work and the kids are sleeping.
Very specific for something you don't do.
Yeah, very. Who's called in so far in this 24-hour podcast?
Well, we have
Eddie Bravo.
Yeah, Eddie Bravo did so far. The Flying Jew did. Who else? Am I missing people?
Sam nice. Called in for a little bit.
Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the Flying Jew?
Elise
Syatt. From the church.
Okay. All right, cool. Has Ari called in?
Mike Maxwell called in.
Oh, awesome. 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 Now, if people wanted to come and donate, where would we go?
GoFundMe.com/yucknasty with two S's because he puts the F in nasty.
Oh, I like that. It sounds like they've thrown you, Jill, down a hole and they're telling you put the lotion in the basket. Has anyone else thought about that? Seriously, put the lotion in the basket. Put the lotion in the basket.
And they're auctioning off the lotion and the basket.
You got that right.
How much money have you guys raised so far? Do you know?
I'll give you an exact number.
Okay. Ooh.
Drum roll.
$6,712, I believe.
How much?
$6,712.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So, all right, if we want to go, we're all going to go. We're all going to make a little deposit. We're going to take care of you guys and throw you guys some cash and help out. And we're big fans of Yuck. We've always loved him. He's been with us since the beginning of the Naughty Show. And when we were in Red Band's closet, and hopefully, you know, we can help him and put him in the house. What if we told him the only place we could put him was in Minnesota Viking territory?
Oh shit, dude. I don't know who the fuck you are anymore.
He can't do it, Sammy.
Move back into the burnt house.
He can't do it. The hell you doing? Can't ask a man a question like that at a time like this.
So.
God damn it, Sammy.
God damn it, Sam. All right, guys. Thank you so much for calling.
That might have been what happened in the first place. Somebody threw a Vikings helmet into the shack.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for letting us and promoting us and promoting me. And you know, Vicky, Sam, Gareth, I love the hell out of all three of you guys. And
we love you.
Oh, Vicky. You know it's true. Ask Gareth if he wants to sex me later. Hey, you guys are going to sex later for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. As I said, dude, people love talking about Gareth's gayness on Twitter and then how retarded I am on the 5-star reviews.
Fair trade.
Fair trade.
Buttholes going, guys. Yeah, that's all. Those buttholes that's rocking. All from us. You already know. Get in the corner. We've done it.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much. And everybody, go donate. Help them out. Yuck Nasty's a great guy and friend of the show. He does some great songs, and you know we gotta help each other out. All right.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Sam.
Bye. I love you guys.
Bye.
Love you back.
See you back.
Bye. There's a lot of love going on.
Bye to them.
Great group of people.
Great group of folks.
Great group of people, man.
You get your accent.
Great good group of folks. This gives you banana mouth.
Did they ever find out what caused the fire?
There's an idea. I don't know if it's worth even. I mean, it's stupid. No fault of his own.
No
fault of his.
Sometimes those crack pipes just roll off, and next thing you know,
those motherfuckers get hot.
Yeah,
those crack pipes get hot.
They
That's the
get
problem.
Hot. Now we're going to Vegas, and we have to shoot this video. What are we gonna do?
What's the video?
I gotta run around nuts setting
up
this show. The laugh surprise that we owe from 3 months ago.
The two videos.
We better make it really good.
Yeah. I think doing it there is the only way we could have even attempted to compensate for how late it is. So it's supposed to be two separate videos. We're going to put them together, I would say. That's the first thing we could do.
Oh, yeah. We'll shoot one funny-ass video with, Or, you know, we could shoot that second video here next week because we got a bunch of girls coming in with new fake boobs. We're going to have a fake boob talent competition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's for Yu Lee, one of our winners. So we could do next week. If we do it.
No.
You know what? Can we do the week after? Because the next couple weeks are a little busy for me, and I know that Tuesday I'm going to be focused. March is great for me. March is great.
Hold on. For me, February isn't good for you?
It's a short month. It's African American History Month. It's not a good month. March is great.
You know
great
what, though? Book honestly, it's still a little bit chilly here in March. Maybe we want
to
wait.
I wanted to say
May.
April, but I felt bad. April is so great
well,
for
I
me.
Guess, yeah.
March is fucked, if I'm being honest. March never worked.
I'm just thinking
I
of like,
madness.
It's Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend.
I was lying about March. And April, my mom's birthday, Saddam Hussein, years ago. That's tough, but June is wide open.
March is...
June is great.
March is great. Oh, by the way, funny-ass story here, not to... because I have ADD.
You didn't like my March bit?
No, I do like it. So here's what we're going to do, Vicky. You and I somehow are going to shoot the He's Great in the Sack video with all the porn stars there.
Okay.
Then the video of us throwing the party and all that stuff, we're going to try to shoot around here.
Okay.
With the girls who come in.
Okay.
Or during the day, we'll try to... the only reason I want to do that here is because all these guys are here that are supposed to be in the video.
Right.
Let's do that.
Right, yeah.
We can do that. Let's
okay.
Just do that.
So next week...
March.
Okay. Wednesday, Thursday, we shoot the He's Great in Sack video. Mm-hmm. And then we come back next week, second hour, we shoot with all the girls here.
I do think that the behind-the-scenes concept was geared for this, the podcast,
yes,
and not the live show.
Yes.
So, yeah. All right, I'm in. I think if he gets those chicks talking about him in bed, I think Yuli will be happy with that.
He better be.
I think he'd be happy with that. Anything.
By the way, we have
some fries.
Gay controversy.
Oh God!
What?
It's not really gay controversy. It's just
controversy. Gay?
It's not. It's not gay controversy. As you know, we had gay porn star on last week. We had Colin Habibi.
Connor Habib?
Yeah, Connor Habib came
on. Either way.
And he's a gay porn star. As soon the next day, I get a text from friend of show Justin Martindale.
Yeah.
Talking about how that guy is his Sasha Gray.
Shut up.
Like, he is infatuated with him. And he wants me to hook it up. And I'm like, well, you know, that's a little weird. But then I thought, if it was a female adult film star and one of my buddies wanted to try to hook it up, I would actually see if it's at all possible.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Hell yeah.
So I'm hooking him up, and now I just got hit up by Justin that Connor is following Justin on Twitter now.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That is very close to Sex in the Beehole.
Yeah, no, that's going to be Sex in the Beehole.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Justin is
Beehole's
a power
the new
top.
Champ. Oh, really?
He's super hot. They're both hot. It should work out.
You think Connor's hot?
Yeah.
You think Justin's hot?
Yeah.
Whoa, you
would
really
you want
like
to watch
Connor.
Them bone? Would you want to watch them bone?
That wasn't a no.
I want to see him.
Probably.
What?
Is that weird?
Play tummy swords.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
If I'm going to see
question.
Two guys, it should be those two
those
guys.
Two?
I'm just saying.
Now, Vicky,
see
let's
Justin
say,
Martindale's hair. Perfect.
Now let's say Sam's in the corner masturbating. What does that do to the
Come
equation?
On.
What?
Confuses
I wanted
me.
You to be there, baby. Baby, I wanted you to be there.
Or it makes everything make sense. Like, oh, you were like very heavy with the ladies.
What am
a
I,
little too
what
much.
What if I'm in the corner beating off yelling about 5-star reviews?
I'd be like Charlie Vine it.
You know, without you, we're just fucking Charlie ourselves.
Guys, we've gotten away from that saying. We've gotten away from bring the
Why?
Wood. We got to get back to without you. We're just.
It's been that long.
Guys,
Come
thanks
on,
for
Sammy.
Listening, because without you, we're just talking to ourselves.
There it is.
Oh, man.
Right, next week's going to be great.
Minutes.
We have Danica Dylan coming in with her new boobs.
Gabe
Our friend
calls her
Alexa
seven.
Ames is coming in with her new boobs.
Oh, wow, really?
And we're bringing back Mia from a live show. So she's coming in.
Sure.
I'm excited about this. Let me ask you guys, how'd you guys feel these last 2 hours went? Give me a number, 1 to 10. What do you guys, honestly, be honest with me. I have no clue. An 8? Okay, I'll take 8 from Toronto Alex. Okay, Bunny Fever?
9.25. Like that we're sticking the quarters.
You know what I'm saying?
The quarter numbers are good. Yeah. Dude, look, I don't know. It was a weird couple hours. I will say that. But I think the last time that I cried
was when your uncle touched you.
Was when my uncle touched me.
Oh!
But then before that, was when my other uncle died. But then before that, I think was the Josh Barnett podcast was when I started crying.
That was great.
Or when Mark Ellis came on and we started talking about William Hung.
Yes.
That's which that'll get too. Me going too.
Who, but William Hung?
Dude, yeah.
We have to. I bet you we could get him.
Oh, my fucking God. And bring Mark back.
Oh, please.
Please.
That's what we got to put Alex on. William Hung.
William
Alex,
Hung.
Do you think there's any way you can find out
what's
where that dude is?
What's he got going on?
He's our booker now.
No, not Alex. I know what Alex has going on. William Hung. I mean,
yeah, but
I think
I'll tell
he's
you what.
Here's
William
the only
Hung.
Problem. He might not want to talk to people. He might be like, my sing life, no more.
Well, I think if anything, we've just given him the really sweet sell. Like, we'll be respectful of you based on that impression of him. William, one more time. What did you say, buddy?
I know what to come on show no more.
Well, what if he came on to judge these new titties on these girls?
Oh, my God.
And then wrapped it up with she bangs.
Let's see how Hung Hung is.
I would. Do you think Playboy would give us the rights? Would let us let William Hung sing She Bangs?
He's unsuable. Let him sing it. He's unsuable. Can't put him in a court of fucking law. He'll eat the book. His brain doesn't work like ours.
Ricky Martin can't be bothered with that. He's not going to.
Yeah.
Well, just wait, like, we know Connor. We know Justin. You know, get in there. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Let's hope that happens. We should get a report from that. Do you think our listeners want to hear about our listeners having gay sex?
I think in this capacity, it might be okay.
Do you think so? I don't know if people like...
Two previous guests
boning?
Hooking up? Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't like the fact that people are getting laid?
Yeah.
That's so true.
I mean, I'm going to get laid.
What do you think our audience...
Get laid.
They're not monsters.
This guy's going to get... Fucking Gareth is... Connor right after this?
We're good, Charlie. We're good.
Oh, another swing and a miss by Charlie. Guys, we're going to be... What? What?
We have to bring up to Alexa next week that we did find video of her get bitten, pounded in the
we
butt.
We will talk about
nice
that.
Nice new titties. How's that b-hole?
Yeah.
Just saying.
We'll talk about that. I'm totally in. All right. What do you want to push? Good looking.
Go to naughtyshow.net.
What was that?
She doesn't like that.
She hates me.
She
all
hates
right.
you.
I have something. We're going to be in Vegas. Well, this will come out after Vegas. So we were in Vegas.
It was so fun.
It was so fun. God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a great weekend.
Gareth's still pissing fire.
Oh, man.
Guys, go.
My butt, mouth, and dick hurt.
Guys, go. iTunes. Rate, review, love. Okay? And then if you get a chance in March, Vicky will be at the Hyatt. So check that out.
At the Radisson.
Okay.
In Whittier.
Okay.
Fuck you all. And I mean it. Okay. I mean it.
Okay. Vicky, let's give it up for her awesome haircut. She looks very great for Vegas. Give it up for her. Give it up for her.
Thank you.
And we will see you all on the other side. Love Playboy Radio. Long live the bunny.
Get those delicious text messages out.
Get those
Daddy's
texts
hungry.
Out.